B-Pod Studios.
Tamani, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Dee's on the phone for War of the Roses today. And Dee, you sent us this Facebook message saying that you think your boyfriend Michael is cheating on you. If he's a pilot and that's what you told us, I kind of feel like they've got a bad rep to begin with. What's going on?
So we've been together for 2 years, and he works for a commercial airline here out of the hub in Charlotte. And a lot of times, like, crew will crash over at his place. You know, it's not often the same crew, because I mean, I don't know a lot about the industry, but I know that they rotate, you know, crew all the time. So, you know, a lot of times someone will come for one night, but we rarely see the same people. But this one flight attendant keeps coming back, this woman named Monica. And she's been there, as far as I know, at least like 5 times, like in the last couple of months. And, you know, she lives in Phoenix. The last time she was over there, I wanted to come over and spend the night, and he didn't want me to come over. And I got really upset, obviously, and I straight up, I asked him if he was cheating on me, and I couldn't get a straight answer out of him. Like, he was being like super dodgy, and then I listened to this show. Like, I love War of the Roses, but I never thought I would be the one calling.
Yeah.
I'm really hoping you guys could help, because let me just say,
as the son of a former commercial airline pilot, I know nothing about this topic.
I've heard your dad's story. And it's not looking good for Michael.
Okay, all right. So, but in all fairness, though, just because they don't fly together doesn't mean that she doesn't have a layover and an overnight stay in Charlotte.
Sure. I mean, it could just be a crash pad, but it could also be more than just a crash pad.
He's got a crash pad, but it's weird that he didn't want you to come over that night. That was weird. I give you that. So, all right. What's her name?
Monica,
okay.
All right.
Let's give Michael a call. Let's see what he says. Do not say anything until we find out what he puts on the note. That could be very revealing, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's go ahead and give him a call.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Michael, please.
Yeah, this is him.
Hi, Michael. My name's Christina with Flowers for You. We're a romantic gift company, and we're doing a tag contest where your friends will tag you on our post, and we randomly select one to get a dozen beautiful red romantic roses, and I have your handle here.
Okay. I'm sorry. I don't do credit cards over the phone to people that just call me.
No, I don't need a credit card or anything like that. We don't charge delivery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
No recurring charge. We are just legitimately giving away a dozen beautiful red roses to the one you love.
Really?
Yes.
No cash?
No.
Awesome.
Do you have someone in mind you'd like to send romantic flowers to?
Do I have to send it in Charlotte, or can I send it anywhere in America?
No, we're a national company. We have partners all over. Where would you like to send them?
I was thinking Phoenix.
I just need the name of the person you'd like to send them to.
Sure, it's Monica, M-O-N-I-C-A.
Okay, and what would you like to put on the card?
Hey, house guest, I miss you when you're not here. I can't wait to see you. LOL. Love, Michael.
Okay, we can definitely do that. You did say house guest, correct?
Yes.
Okay, you know that these are romantic roses?
That's okay.
Okay, romantic house guest. I get it. What do you think Dee will think about that?
What?
Dee, your girlfriend, who's on the phone line. This is War of the Roses, a segment where we catch cheaters.
I don't think her middle name is Monica.
This is a what?
This is the Mani, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, Kiss 95.1. Dee is on the other line. She heard everything. Dee?
Yeah.
What do you want to say to Michael?
I think that we're done. He should have sent the flowers to me. He failed the test.
Babe. No, they're the ones saying romantic. I just see this as free roses. You know, I told you, Monica's married. I've been with you for like 2 years now almost.
But Monica,
there's nothing going on. She's just, we just have like a good friendship.
But your special house guest, and I reiterated that they were romantic flowers.
You're okay with that.
Yeah, I mean, but what does you matter? You know, this is, it doesn't have to be romantic. That's what you said.
But you said love Michael.
You don't love your friends, guys?
I wouldn't send them romantic roses.
Listen, if we told you D was on the phone, I'm sure D would have gotten the romantic roses, right? If you knew that on the front end?
Well, I would have talked to D about it.
Okay. D, how are you feeling right now after hearing this?
I'm feeling like everything's over, that he's made his choice, hey, and now I know. Hey,
can I call you when we don't have these guys listening? Can I call you when you know, just we can talk privately, please? This is ridiculous. You know that this isn't what you think it is. They're putting ideas into your head.
Well, she called us.
Clear.
D, so there's no chance you believe that he is messing around with Monica?
I 100% believe he's messing around with Monica.
I'm not.
All right, Michael, don't fly angry today.
Another guy has broken my heart. Thanks, guys.
Good luck, D.
Thanks.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Powered by Plato's Closet. Email us mornings@kiss951.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.